Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spy.
Yeah. We welcome in here, boy. We ain't never gonna hear that Young Zell song again.
Damn, bro.
That song is never ever playing again.
We didn't even get a chance to hear it on the one win.
Nah. That song just is not getting played no more.
It's got dust on it right now.
It does.
Like it's got the car cover.
If it's a record, it's probably warped. Like yeah. It don't even work no more.
Kids just play with it, scratched it up.
Yeah. Man, that light the beam on a CD now. God damn.
What's this? Oh, that's nothing.
Yo, I saw on Twitter, and I retweeted it. Somebody was talking about, they showed a picture of the detachable car stereo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know about detachable car stereos, okay? My dad's car had one.
I was going to say, Mr. Tapia absolutely had
a
detachable car stereo.
Let me ask you this. Did you have the detachable car stereo unit? Did you have that?
Were you pop the face off?
No, it was a whole block.
Oh, no, I didn't pull the whole stereo out.
Yeah, I just popped
the face off and keep it moving.
I'm grown.
Johnny G know the removable faceplate, bro. That's crazy. That is crazy.
My mom had the joy. She had like two of them that you put. This thing was like a cinder block that you would.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a classic.
Yeah, it was a good time back then, huh? Remember? Remember the Walkman guys?
My mom had a.
Oh, sit down. You ain't never listened to a cassette in your life, have you?
No, dude, I'm. No, I haven't.
No, actually. You have not listened to a cassette.
My mom also had the car phone that was a pouch, and you put it in the lighter.
Yeah. I never had one of those.
I've never seen that before.
I never had one of those. That absolutely seems like something that Cheryl and Elk Grove would have. Did you ever have a binder full of CDs?
Yeah.
I think that wasn't mine, but I've seen it.
Oh, so the question was, did you have a binder?
I'm pretty sure yes. It had like video games and stuff in it, but yes.
Video games.
Your boy.
What do you mean? Oh,
get your boy.
What?
You ain't had that.
You don't know nothing about that.
You don't know about that. Did you know they used to have 6 disc changers that you put in the car in the trunk?
Six
disc changers.
Yo, slow that.
Disc.
Slow it down.
Well, this ain't a Nick Kurtz situation. I said. Dead stranger.
No, we didn't have that. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, we had that 6
you
disc.
Did not.
CD yes.
No, you didn't.
No, think about it. Mama had that too.
Bro, I was born in 96.
Oh, I know your mom had it.
Yeah, she was. My mom was kind of doing her thing. Shout out International Motors on Freeport. Shout out Taro. That was his name. He would always put the stuff in her car. We was riding around.
Wait, where was it?
On Freeport.
What was the name of it? You remember?
International Motors.
Oh, okay.
It was like on that. It was across the street. From the golf course.
Okay.
So like on the other side of the road.
The only place that you could get your car done was in South Sac. If you got your car done anywhere but South Sac, you did it wrong.
Yeah.
There was like one place on like Fulton. It wasn't Fulton. It was Arden by the old 102.5 radio station. That was good. But like if you didn't get
down
the.
You said Fulton.
No. Arden and Howe.
I think
in the area by the old radio station.
Yeah, yeah.
the old KSFM building.
Yeah.
Like, you could do it. You could do it there. But if you wanted the car to,
yeah, you had to go on Florin Road.
You had to go
Freeport
to South.
Freeport was like adjacent, obviously, but Florin Road, yeah, you had to. Do
I think I got the car done like four times on Florin. The only thing I did by the station, I think I did the windows, and we did like they did my speakers one time as part of a deal.
Jesse, by the way, the chatty house is like, hey,
that was,
hey,
wasn't even a flag. See, that was close to a dump. That was close to a dump.
No, you're out here begging for calls.
No, he's not. Because Casey looked back at me and I asked you the question. No, we were all on the same page here. The chatty house included.
It's because y'all can't hear properly. Y'all are conditioned to hear something.
That was a Nick Kurtz.
It was
situation.
Not.
No, I don't have that in my
disc.
Car.
It's very easy. Y'all just minds is in the gutter. Work with a bunch of children.
That was clutch though when you had the six disc situation. That was clutch. That was
the iPad's much better. but yeah.
That was big time right there. And then I remember when I got a Toyota Solara, and that was in the deck. The disc changer was in the deck.
Yeah, with four burnt CDs from illegal downloads. Boy, yes, sir.
Oh, man. Good stuff. I had a guy over at Circuit City that, statute of limitations have passed. It's good.
They're not even a business anymore.
That's a good point. But he'd be like, oh, hey, bro, come through, man. Buy a CD. Buy one CD. Get you 10. I used to clean up on
was Circus
Tuesdays.
Circus City, the one that was robbed.
We talked about this before. I think it was a Good Guys.
Oh, was it good? Oh, maybe it was Good Guys.
I think it was Good Guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one of Sacramento's of most that. Famous moments, I think.
Yeah. Yes, it was Good Guys.
It was Good Guys.
April 4th, 1991.
Yeah, I never seen that movie.
I remember when they shot it because they came to the station and asked like, "Hey, we want to try to replicate this. Like, do you have anything from that day? Is there any like? Because I think Mark might have been on the air that day. Marcus Allen.
Yeah,
he's like, is there a way we could recreate this? Like, what can we do? And I don't know that anything ever came about of it, but I remember that they came to us. They came to our building and asked. How we could help.
And that was because I was a little young. That was a hostage situation, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Man. I never saw that movie.
I was about to say, have you ever seen it? I've never seen it either.
Mm-mm. I never saw that movie. Shout out to Mark. Mark's a legit Sacramento legend.
Oh, man.
He was on the wake up call this morning.
Big
he makes movies him. Now.
He makes movies?
He makes movies. He's got a movie that's dropping on Apple like tomorrow.
Hey, Mark.
Or maybe Friday.
Mark, we need to be in the movie, man. Come on now.
Well, you know the other three. You know the other three were already begging to be in the movie. So, so, Mark, do you have five extra roles for?
Just make the movie about competing radio shows under the same umbrella. Make that the movie.
We could put some stuff in that movie y'all wouldn't believe. Sex, violence.
Sex, violence, and cooking.
Oh, man. Sex, violence, and love. We got you.
His show always comes on. Well, I think it's a weekly show to join on Channel 10.
Mm-hmm.
The movie show.
Mm-hmm.
I saw my girl Natalie on that show one time. Like, oh, they got Natalie making moves. She's the girl who got famous. I used to play basketball with her at the Salvation Army. She got famous because she created a spoof Twitter account for Kim Kardashian's daughter.
Oh, I remember you told me about that. And it got on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Chloe and all them were following it, like reading it on the show.
I remember when it first started going viral from the show, and that was a while. And then you told me about that.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, she was on Marcus Allen's show.
Okay.
Yeah. Like,
was she ever on that show with the Kardashians?
I think she got on an episode. She definitely went and like met the Kardashians or whatever. Cause they were like hella cool about it. They're like, this is hilarious. This is so, I didn't know who was behind it, but this is funny. So I know she absolutely met all of them. I don't know if that got on an episode or not. It might have.
I was looking at who said it. Was it Dr. David? He said Columbia House probably sending Dog the Bounty Hunter after me. You remember when they were throwing people in jail because of Napster files? They was finding users who was downloading too much music and throwing these people in jail. Oh, that is crazy. Man, the early stages of digital music was wild.
Man, and that's where we missed being on the East Coast or in New York. Because we wouldn't have to download nothing. We just go to Canal Street, up a bunch of these CDs and be good. There's a Redacted Kelly album that I got.
I've heard that there's a...
Loveland?
It's
fire too, bro. This was in his prime.
Some of that stuff got released later.
Some of it did. Yeah. The original Step in the Name of Love was on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I heard
That's right. Yeah. That's what made Jace stab Un.
Oh, because that was
the leaked album.
Yeah.
The leaked album. I think it was Volume 3.
Yeah.
Volume 3 got leaked.
Or was it? No, it was Volume 3.
Volume 3 got leaked. Jay got pissed because he knew it was internal. Felt like he knew who it was and stabbed him.
That was crazy.
And got away with it.
That was crazy.
Stabbed him and got away. Well, I think he pled guilty, but like Un was fine. Yeah. And it was just like, all right, like nothing. He stabbed somebody and
just
nothing.
Just kept him moving.
Got named the head of Def Jam.
Come on, man. Hey, come on. You can't do that.
That was going on. I think I can't remember if that was the same time as the Diddy J Lo shooting thing.
Diddy J Lo shooting, or when Diddy hit Steve Stout over the head with a bottle, a champagne.
That was
bottle.
Hate Me Now.
Yeah, it was around that time. So that's like 99.
I feel like that was earlier. I feel like Hate Me Now was earlier.
Hate Me Now was like 98, 99. Volume 3 had to
be. So when was the J-Lo shooting? Or I shouldn't say that. When was the...
Probably around 2000, because that was Shine.
Because that was... that's when Volume 3 dropped, right? It was 2000 or 2... Because Blueprint dropped in 2001.
So I think...
So it had to have been 2000 or 99.
I think it was 99, because it goes Volume 3, The Dynasty, and then Blueprint. And unless he did Volume 3 and The Dynasty in the same year, I feel like Volume 3 was 99. If only there was a way we could find out.
Wait. That's okay. Volume 3 and The Dynasty aren't the same album.
Mm-mm.
The Dynasty, which one has Parking Lot Pimpin'?
That's The Dynasty.
What's the hit from Volume 3? Oh, Big Pimpin'.
Yeah. And then he had...
I feel like both the covers of those albums are gray, and that's what's confusing me.
They are.
Yeah. Okay. And then one of them, the Dynasty, is the one where he's doing like this. Yeah. Okay.
Now the...
This is what you're here for, because you don't want us to talk about how we feel about what happened last night.
Yeah, and I did not text somebody earlier and be like, what the hell's going on? And then I do the same.
What do you mean? What happened?
Yeah, who would do that? That'd be pretty confusing.
Oh, man. During the break, you guys, YouTube audience, you get a little exclusive. We got to revisit something. We got to talk about the Kings right now, but we got to talk about something.
All right. Jake Gaden going to be with us because he's with us every Wednesday, guys, at 1:45.
Yeah, we know that.
Every Wednesday, Jesse.
We talked about it yesterday. I was like, oh, I'm so excited for Jake to join us tomorrow.
And then James will be back with us at 3 o'clock. We'll have power rankings coming up later on as well. Kings lose again last night in Oklahoma City. It was tough, man, because for me, it's like the final 2 minutes. But there's a point where you're in a game like that, and if the Kings had just got outplayed from the first on, or from the third on, or even from the start of the fourth on, like, it is what it is. But there's a point where I think it was like it was 99-97. There was about 2 minutes left. I had given up hope at that point because I just told you, like, I needed the Kings to, if the Kings had kept that 2-point lead for a little bit longer, I felt like they could have found a way to scratch and claw. But once they went down, I felt like it was just going downhill from there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But it had just started to enter the spot where it's like, you've played too well, you can't lose. Like we had just gotten there where it's like, you can't lose this game. Mm. And then Oklahoma City goes up by two, and I'm like, well, you just lost. Mm. Mm. It would have taken to me, it would have had to have been DeMar versus Dallas. It would have had to have been something like that to counter what Oklahoma City was doing in that stretch. I think it was an 11-0 run?
Yeah, 11 or 9-0 run, I remember. Yeah. That was tough, and we talked about it on the handoff, and I just, you know, sometimes this happens, you know, when you don't hate a team like a lot of people out there seem to, is – you know, you can see they're out there competing. They're out there playing together. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, they're all they got. Shout out G Money. They're all they got. Everybody thinks that they're a joke and they're no good and talking crazy about them. And you saw a group of guys, and we talked about this earlier in the week, trying to persevere through all that, mm-hmm. and trying to stay together and play at a level that could get them a win in a game that they needed. And man, they were competing. They were absolutely competing. And they weren't able to bring it home. And I felt it's only, first of all, they're professional athletes. Second of all, it's game number four. So there's nothing to feel bad about. But I watched it and I was like, nah, man, I wanted them to get that one because I saw the way they competed in that game.
Yeah.
And they put themselves in a position to get a win and still won essentially against the world champs, mm-hmm. and they just weren't able to bring it home. Everybody that came in did a good job. We talking about Devin Carter. Everybody that came in was locked in on the task at hand, and you would like to see those guys be rewarded with a W in those situations.
Yeah, I'm pretty tough on Devin, but he made the most of his minutes. I think it was 9 minutes, 8 minutes, something like that. He certainly did not enter the game and play the way that he did against the Los Angeles Lakers, and mm-hmm. like if I wasn't sure he was going to step on the floor again anytime soon. But if you do, you better do something completely different than what you did last time. You better get your coach's attention pretty quickly. And I think he was able to do that. It's why he wound up playing 9 minutes and not two. Mm-hmm. He got Doug's attention pretty quickly, and Doug could trust him to be out there on the floor. Obviously, the game started with Russell Westbrook in the starting lineup. We have speculated on this. I have no idea what it's going to look like tonight. But when Keegan Murray went down, we believed we wouldn't be in a consistent state of a starter in for Keegan. It would be Doug searching for something, and he started with Neek, and that went to hell as quickly as possible, not because Neek did anything wrong, but he went down with the week-long hamstring injury, which really sucks when you bring back the Domantas Sabonis discussion and wonder if he's healthy. Because they're on the same timeline. Mm-hmm. And you at least, if you're Doug, if you're Scott, if you the medical staff, if you're whoever makes these decisions, you have to at least keep this in mind. You go to Domas after Los Angeles, or you go to Domas after Utah, how you feeling, big fella? If he says fine, great. You go to Domas after the Lakers game, how you feeling, big fella? He says fine, great. You keep it moving. If the speculation on his health is just on us, that's perfectly fine. We can continue to speculate. He better get better. But we can continue to speculate. But I hope they're going to him and going, we all saw him last night. So I hope they're going to him and asking him and talking to him, how you feeling, big fella? Because we're dealing with the same injury, same time frame to Neek Clifford. Mm-hmm. And if Domas, you know, I'm confident Domas isn't 100%. But if Neek is at a percentage that Domas is at and you're not comfortable with that, the reevaluation needs to be, we're going to reevaluate him again in a week. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, those are just all of the different things that Doug is trying to deal with. And so we've seen Neek Clifford start. We've seen I think Dario started, and now we got Russell Westbrook here. We saw Keon start on Sunday. That went terribly. We saw Russell Westbrook start, had a great first quarter, wound up playing pretty solid throughout the game. 9 rebounds, a part of Russell Westbrook's stat line last night. Second most on the team. That's something Russ does really, really well,
right.
Is rebound the ball.
Well, I ain't trying to make it a thing, but this is what I was talking about when I said in certain matchups, because of the way he rebounds at this point in his career, you can play him at quote-unquote the four in certain matchups. Last night, Doug thought that was a matchup that could work. I think tonight might be the same thing where you see Russell Chicago, Westbrook in the starting lineup. If you got the Twin Towers out there, no, you probably don't start Russell Westbrook at the four. But certain matchups, because of the way he rebounds specifically and the way he defends. We saw it on Friday when he guarded Markkanen. He can defend some of these guys that are a little slower, even though they are a little taller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can play him there. You can.
But he probably didn't start at the four.
I mean,
it probably doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But it felt like, and this happened on Lakers Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I think DeMar was at the four.
Mm.
Keon was at the two. I just saw Russ starting in Keon's spot and DeMar starting in the same spot.
Yeah, I saw Russ. And once again, it depends. For me, I look at the matchups, right?
Like, sure.
I look at who these guys are guarding more so on the defensive end. You know, are you guarding their perceived four or their stretch four or something like that, or the guy that's hanging out in the corner? We saw on Sunday, in certain instances, it was Jared Vanderbilt who was playing quote-unquote the four. Yeah, Russ can guard him. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go to the block or do anything like that. And because Russ is athletic enough and physical enough, he can hold his own on the boards in a lot of situations in that matchup. So that's kind of what I look at as opposed to the number, so to speak.
I'm trying to I know how to do this. I'm positive I know how to do this. Nope, that's a shot chart. I was trying to look at I still have Synergy pulled up because I was watching Domas's offensive plays this morning. I wanted to pull up Russell Westbrook's defensive plays and see who he was primarily guarding.
He was on SGA a little bit.
Yeah, so a quick look of looking at possessions, that's exactly what's happening. In the first two clips that have run, there was SGA and Aaron Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Wiggins, I think, was the four last
night
for Oklahoma City.
Right.
But again, that's a sample size of two. Those are just two quick plays that I'm looking at. I'm trying to pull up the defensive possessions. Not that it matters. It's just this is what Doug is navigating.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be critical of this team, and that is absolutely fair. There was no closer last night. They desperately needed one when that team decided they weren't going to lose. There was no one on Sacramento to say, nah, fam, yes, you are. And that's been De'Aaron in the past. That's been Domas. That's been DeMar in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It's been Malik. It just wasn't any of those people yesterday.
Yeah.
And they've got a lot to figure out, and it starts tonight. They've got to find a way to win the second night of a back-to-back against a really tough Chicago team that I don't.
Yeah,
I'm
rested.
So sorry. I don't think they played last night.
No, they're rested.
So they're 3-0.
Yeah.
They're
rested. And in Chicago, they can score. They can score in a number of different ways. They're dynamic with what they can do on the offensive end. I haven't checked the numbers or watched one of their games yet in totality, so I'm not sure what they're looking like on the defensive end. They weren't very good last year on the defensive end. But regardless of what the numbers say and all this other stuff, it's a tough situation playing on a back-to-back, going on the road, playing a team that was rested.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to find a way again to compete at a high level to try and beat a team that's at least started off the season playing pretty well.
Yeah. We'll come back. We're obviously just getting started. There's a lot more to talk about with this game. We got to talk about Doug Christie in a quote that has gone viral for all the wrong reasons. That maybe wasn't presented with proper context. But we'll play the clip.
Oh,
and let you judge for yourself.
I got, when we get a chance to, it doesn't have to be right away, but I got another Mike Brown clip.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I bet you're eager to talk about the World Series today too, aren't you?
Oh man, hey, it was a great game last night.
Yeah.
I was tapped in. I mean, let's break it down. Yeah. We got Peter Gammons coming on in about 3 minutes.
We absolutely don't. We absolutely do not have Peter Gammons coming up at all. It's Dylan and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.